This lesson is called Create Your Own Modal Backing Tracks. When you're studying modes and you're figuring out how to solo over them and things, you can always go to YouTube and type in G Mixolydian backing track and it'll play it for you. And then you can solo in G Mixolydian to your heart's content. But to really understand the theory behind the modes even better, we're going to explore how to make your own backing tracks. The essence of Mixolydian is that it's a major with the flat 7, as we've already covered. So you would start by playing G Mixolydian scale. You'd just do the Re Mi Fa Sol La, and then flat T or flat 7. Right, which you already know. So let's play that just to get it in our blood. And go all the way up to... Good, so it's a G major with a flat 7. But in creating a backing track, you have to boil down, okay, what is the essence of Mixolydian? What is different, what makes Mixolydian different from any other major mode?
That the 7th is flat.
The 7th is flat, and in this case, in the key of G, that would be a what note?
So the key of G would be an F sharp.
So key be F sharp, and in G major would be F sharp, but in Mixolydian it'd be F natural. And so you want to have the focal point be G, because it's G Mixolydian. G is the root here, not some other mode that you might be accidentally flip it into. Remember, it's all the same note. So if you have like a lot, if you resolve to like a C. The G Mixolydian is the same as C major. If you have too much C, it could feel like C major. For example, let me just, before we get back to the F thing for a minute. If you say, oh, well, I'll just do G7, or G, and then I'll have a 4 chord. It's ambiguous enough. You could hear that as, the G is a little stronger because it comes first. Suppose you did G7. So if I did G to G7 and then C. Now it sounds like C is the key. Let me ask you to solo in C for a minute. We're not in C, but I'm using this as an example. If you solo in C, 2, 3, 4. Sounds like you're in C. You flip the mode, because you know there are 7 possibilities, and any one of them could be the mode. So if your backing track isn't constructed carefully enough, you'll flip the mode. That's a phrase that I'll happily coin, or maybe not so happily, depending on whether I get praise or blame for it. But anyway, if I get blamed for it, that'll be much better. Anyway, you want to have the progression revolve around a G chord, because it is a G, and in order to make sure that Mixolydian flavor gets in there, you want some other chord that has F, right? Now you have a harmonized scale chart. It doesn't say Mixolydian on here, but you know that Mixolydian is the 5th mode of some key, which we already discussed happens to be C in this case. So if you look at the other chords in the key of C, which is the same as G Mixolydian, which ones have the F note in it?
D minor.
Yeah, D minor, and there's one other one.
B.
I'm going to give you a hint. B diminished has an F too, but that's too ingenious. This one other choice is much simpler.
Oh, okay, wait.
Yes, it's an F. I was going to give you a hint and say, I'm going to give you a hint. It begins with F and ends with F. No, but seriously, it's like overlooking the obvious. By the way, there's always 3. This is too much music theory probably, but there's always 3 choices that have the F, because the chords are built with 1-3-5s, like triads. So the F's either going to be the root, third, or fifth. of three different chords. So the F, it's the root of it. D minor, it's the third of it. B diminished, it's the flat fifth of it. I said root, third, or fifth, or some variation thereof. Anyway, do you see what I mean? So if you do nothing but have a focus on G with maybe a D minor or an F or both, that would be enough. Let's choose one. Which one do you want to do besides the G, D minor or the F?
The F.
Notice how I constructed my question. We're only going to do one. You only need one. If you do two, it might flip the mode. We'll come back to that in a minute. So how do you want to do it? We got G, just G and F, two chords. Can you really make a backing track with just two chords? Absolutely you can. Let's try it right now. You do it. You decide how many beats per chord. Awesome, that sounds great. So one, two, three, four, one, two. So she came up with a full bar G, two, three, and then a bar where it's F and G, two beats each. All right, so is that enough? I'll comp that progression and you do G mixolydian. One, and you who are listening, play along with us. One, two, three, four. Song, because it's just a vamp. It doesn't have a melody, and this, you know, it's kind of a little short for a chord progression, but it's fine. It's certainly serviceable, and you could take that anywhere. You don't even need a backing track. You just play a little G and F and G, and then and trade with yourself. Played notes outside the scale, but so you get that. So you could beef it up a little more by having a different section, but now you've clearly established that G is the root. So even if you do go to C, it sounds like a temporary departure, not a new key, because then you can come back. So I'm gonna let you, let's pick a different section. You have your first section is G and then F and G, and where you want to go after that. Yeah, cool, you did what I was gonna do, which is have the same harmonic motion, harmonic rhythm, meaning you went, she went C, and then D minor and C. That's awesome, I was hoping you'd do that. Now it has a parallel to the other section. And it's, so her chords were C and D minor, which by itself might sound like a one and a two chord in the key of C, but because we've already established what came before it, so your ear is it's not a tricky thing, it's actually a predictable thing, and that's what musicians, this is what makes composing so, like, brilliant composers, what makes them so ingenious is the way they can manipulate our ears to lead us to certain places that we inevitably experience emotion, like watching a movie, you always, even though you've seen the movie three times, you always cry at the same place. Like, you know what's going to happen, but you still cry. It's because the movie makers have, they're playing with your emotions. It's the same thing with, it's not like manipulating, it's art. That's what art is. It's bringing it out. It's presenting the information in such a way that it brings out the healing or the anger or whatever the emotion is that you're meant to be feeling. Here we go. That's my little diatribe. So we got, now you get to decide how many times on each section. Because you know what you need at least. Go ahead.
Once on the second.
So that's the cycle right there?
Yeah.
So it's like two, one, and one?
Yeah.
Alright, so here we go. Two, three, go. So it's G, F, and G again. C and D minor, and then back to the original part. Good, so that's our little vamp. It's nice. Now we got a 16 bar vamp. I said it right the first time. 16 bar vamp, which is much nicer than just like a, before we just had a, without too much work, we went from a 4 bar vamp. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. that's 2 bars times 2. All right, so I'm sorry, 8-bar vamp.
Right.
But we still went from a 2-bar vamp to an 8-bar vamp with very little extra work. So now it's solo on that. All right, and I'll play your chord progression. 1, 2, 3. Like a charm, right? And you can easily put that in your looper and you know, keep a journal, keep a little songwriting journal, you know. That's cool, it's good. So in the next track, we're just gonna do a G Mixolydian vamp. If you, the student, feel like you wanna jam along with us, go right ahead. Otherwise you can skip this file and go to the next one after that.